Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Top of the day to you out there, listeners, and we're live here on our podcast with Radio Connections with PACE. I am Gina Pagnotta Murphy, the president of PACE. I'm here with my favorite person,
Ebony Walton, the VP, vice president of PACE. How you doing?
I'm doing good today. Got the little sniffles and stuff.
Why you got the sniffles?
I don't know. You know where my mind goes, but no, I just think it's because that hot stuff you just fed me, y'all.
It wasn't hot. It was just some old barbecue.
Mm.
And some
old.
It wasn't old. I just made it Sunday.
Old barbecue.
I just didn't. Well, she didn't want to wait for the regular food I had made.
Yeah, curry. You know, I come over
shrimp
here, I'm hungry.
And rice. And that was
she can
really
cook.
Rice.
She
it
can
wasn't.
Cook rice. That's pretty good.
It was.
Who taught you to cook?
I just read it. I don't know. I just.
You,
well, I did take homemade.
So you traveling on me?
No, I did take it in high school.
Uh-huh.
In high school, homemade. Okay. But I've always cooked. I had to always. My mom was a single mom, so we had to cook.
Boy, I
had to.
Really big living with her.
I had to cook.
But she's pretty good cook.
Right.
You're all well-rounded all over the place.
Oh, stop it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go on.
So I hope you guys are doing. I hope you guys have had a wonderful week. We want to do some prayers, just, you know, out to all of the people that are in sick and your friends and family members and friends of family members. And we hope that they are progressing and be well. And for those who have lost some loved ones, we give our condolences to them and your family. So we want to give some shout outs to. What's his name? How do you pronounce it?
Amir Faroki.
Oh, yeah.
Faroki. I hope I'm saying his name right. I'm
City council name. Person.
City council person.
Yeah, shout out to him.
My mother, she's mm-hmm. been told me about it. She heard his name somewhere, but anyway, she called me. She was like, do you know Mr. Faroki? And I was like, I've heard the name. I know he's on city council.
Uh-huh,
why?
Uh-huh.
What's going on? She said she heard him on the radio, on the news or somewhere. I don't
uh-huh.
know. But she used to take care of his... one of his family members at her nursing home, she was their nurse, and her name is Bertina Morgan, my mother is. So she said, please, I just want to talk to him because he was such a nice guy. And, you know, so I said, I don't know how you just going to call his number like that and get in touch with him, but give
okay.
him a shout out for that. And also, what you got?
I got somebody asking me, you all stand by. I got some, and I don't know how to work. You see, that's why
I'm looking at her.
Someone is saying they really want to get on this podcast with us. So give me a second.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
We must be getting out because this is not a city employee.
But also, we had another person that wanted to shout out Amir Faroki was a Carmen and Wayne Weimer. Weimer. I hope I'm saying
Weimer.
You know,
what?
Some R's and W's.
Wayne
Weimer. Wayne Weimer.
Okay.
So that was a shout out.
Is that a catfish?
I don't know. Who?
A catfish name.
I don't
know. Wayne Weimer. Wayne Weimer. That's a tongue.
It is.
No, just
a tongue twister.
Yeah, a tongue twister.
Yeah,
say about five times.
I'm not going to do that.
Y'all try. Say about five times.
Wayne Weimer.
Oh, you want to try. Well, that's okay.
So, yeah, they wanted to give him a shout out. They lived in the district that Amir actually, presides over and whatnot,
okay.
on city council.
Okay. Well,
and,
that's nice that they reached out to us and asked
mm-hmm.
to give a shout out. Okay.
Yeah,
so
was.
Shout out to Councilman Amir Faroki from your fans. But what I say?
Faroki. It's
well,
okay. You worse than me. It's okay.
You know. Okay. But anyway, we also shout out to Ben Martin and Desiree Arnold.
Yes, Desiree Arnold is our operations manager, and Ben Martin is one of our executive board members
uh-huh, uh-huh.
on PACE. But they've come together for 911 to work on the safety in the exits if something was to happen in the center. Where do we go? How do we leave out the building? So that was really good. That
okay.
was good. That
okay.
was good. But also
that came that is overdue.
It is, because I couldn't tell you what we the fire break out, where we going.
I just know I'd be getting out of there.
I'd be going out that window, maybe from the fifth floor.
But it's important to all the departments to do that. Have
and I didn't even know
training.
Bill did that.
Yeah, he's over in administration and all
mm-hmm.
of the safety and stuff.
Yeah, so that was really good.
He's very knowledgeable of stuff like
he
that.
Is.
So the city has
he
a
is.
Good expert on his expertise and just his proactiveness
mm-hmm.
with the safety.
And that's why we should, everybody, you know, within the union, get together and see who does what, because it
that's
works.
A good idea. We need
you
to
know?
Put an email out and just say, what are you all outside of the city of Atlanta, what are your expertise or
yeah.
what are your knowledge?
Because everybody in the city, works,
mm-hmm.
we all were connected.
Mm-hmm.
Radio connection.
With Pace.
There you
okay.
go. Also for prayers, we do want to keep our operations manager, Desiree, on her uncle is in ICU. I think they sent him home and just kind of waiting it out.
Please tell me he didn't have COVID.
No, it wasn't COVID. He was... he has some other issues.
Oh, okay.
So
some other health.
Nothing COVID related.
I'm just tired. You know,
nothing
I always say
related.
It like that. Just so tired of hearing everything so COVID related. And I heard some stuff about that, but we're not going to talk about that.
No, not with stuff that you told me y'all
mm-hmm.
heard about. No,
no,
not at all.
About every time you go to the hospital and everything want to be COVID
yeah.
and some people getting paid.
They get the money for it.
Well, that's another discussion. But before we go into that, we want to get some facts on that. So, because we don't never want to say nothing on our podcast that
yeah.
we can't back up.
Well, the ladies
unless we say allegedly
yeah, okay.
of gossip. I learned that from the bloggers, but this is not a blogger's pod. So let's get that clear. We're disclaiming any blogging, whatever. We're just telling you what you know from the union to what's going on in the city
mm-hmm.
and what's really going on in the city. That's
mm-hmm.
our topic today. What is really happening in the city of Atlanta?
So last week you did know on the news, the mayor, current mayor now, is saying she's not going to run.
Mm. I saw that. I had to sit straight up in the bed. I'm already sitting up.
She's not going to rerun.
Wow.
And I don't know, you know, they didn't really give a reason, but they did say some other things. She had another job somewhere in Walgreens.
I think somebody came back and said that that was the...
It wasn't
they
true.
Were being...
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
They were just being ugly. But ain't nothing wrong with working at Walgreens if you're going to be the corporate... counsel, because she has background in
yeah.
judgeship and lawyership, right?
Yeah.
So if she's
yeah.
going to be
yeah.
lead counsel, that ain't a bad job just
yeah.
to have.
No, not at
Mayor,
all.
Mayor Franklin went there.
And I guess, you know, running the city is it's a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say that Mayor Franklin went to Spelman College. I can't remember what her role was there, so she did something at Spelman, but you know, running the city of Atlanta, being, you know, even like being the president of
mm-hmm.
any organization, it's a lot of responsibility.
It's a lot. It's
and
a
you're
lot.
Held accountable for everything
you're
and everything,
in a
regard,
life.
The whole
everything.
Different light in the limelight, whether you want to be or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine being mayor. We've had some ruthlessness and
mm-hmm.
some
and then last year was a different year.
You had COVID. Yeah, COVID. Well, she came in with all of that.
She came right in.
Yeah, she didn't even ask for that.
Mm-mm.
She came in
Mm-mm.
with all of that. Oh, my God.
So making those split moments, you know, the split decisions.
And she's human.
Yeah. And she's
got children and married. I can only imagine because
yeah.
I know what I do when I go home. Boy, and I tell you all, let me take my glasses off. But these are actually reading glasses. I don't know why I'm sitting here and I look like I got four eyes. But, you know, when I go home and we're laughing and we have a good time here on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
but I be freaking out sometimes, you guys. I go home and have my own demons that I'm dealing with as far as the stress and anxiety of all of this, been civil unrest, the pandemic, the dealing with everybody in our membership. That have
mm-hmm.
issues that we have to try to
and
help
they call
them solve.
Hours
and,
of the night.
And I'm a face-to-face person and not getting out and not going places. Then entertainment, that was my professional hobby on the side when we could all go out and I could entertain and perform. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now all of that, you know, I still have my moments when I have to cry. And I still have my moments when I cry for other people.
Yeah.
And I actually dropped a tear, shed a tear, even though, you know, Mayor Bottoms and Pace have not had any formal sit-down communications, but I still felt her pain. I could actually see it in her eyes. And when she was making her announcement and she was holding back, oh, my God, she did good. Now, I had to give her props for that.
Really?
When she first started and she had to, she said, now, they told me not to cry and she stopped.
Yeah.
I would have been.
Her face looked it. You could see all
the blood drain from the face. She was cold. She did everything she could to hold the tears back. Let me tell you something. I would have been bawling. I'd have been bawling. And I'd have been, what it is. So she did a good job of holding that back. But
yeah.
I still want to know. We're not going to be ugly. But I still know all of the comments that I got. I still want to know what's the real deal. So what's really going on in the city of Atlanta?
I don't know, but I've heard a lot of things.
Okay.
I've just heard a lot of things. So, I mean, you know, they reinstated that officer back, which I believe that he should have been because it wasn't done. The due process wasn't done.
Oh, shame of you, Ebony.
What?
How dare you feel that way?
I'm just saying. You don't think that
the due process wasn't done?
It was not.
Is that not what we've been talking about all these podcasts, the due process?
Exactly. So,
but she felt she needed to do, and then, you know, she felt she was doing what she needed to do, but I think... In my opinion, and this is not the opinions of anybody in our union, that it moved from a union's perspective, it moved a little too fast.
Yeah, and
however,
you have to go by what's factual,
right?
Not how you feel,
right?
Because
but
you go by your feelings,
right? That always, you can't work out on emotion.
You can't lead by feelings.
No,
you can't lead by emotion. Period.
And but we all make errors.
We do.
And
you
can't satisfy everybody.
But
no,
the thing
is that person got killed.
Yeah.
And
it was a difficult situation.
But we got a lot. I'm not really into because I'm, you know, have multi races in my background.
Here we go.
So I'm a little
light
skin, you know, that's on my father's side who's Sicilian. And my mom, she's African American, black, Negro, whatever you want to call her, but together they made me. Which we used to have a name, they used to title us Mulatto and Gray Babies. The Vietnam era was called Gray Babies.
Mm.
And then as we progressed, we became Mulatto. Prince said he was Mulatto. So anyway, and I'm saying that to say, because, you know, we have come, now y'all don't kill me out there with ugliness, but I got to say how I feel. We've come a long way from... where we were as an African-American tribe of people. You know what I'm saying? From, you
elaborate.
Know, well, there's always still been racism, period.
Okay.
We've never, ever gotten rid of racism.
No,
we probably
not.
Never will.
Nope.
But, and people say, well, now you got the cell phone technology to see everything. But you know what? At the end of the day, I still think we've come a long way from where it used to be. Because, you know, I was parked. I was bused when they first started the buses.
Mm-hmm.
And I was too light to be black and too dark to be white. So I was in my whole category, but I got caught up in the busing from the African-American neighborhood. And out of that African-American, for me, I'm older, so we call it black.
Yeah.
So that black generation, as far as moving from a all-black school to go to an all-white school was a tumultuous adventure for me. Because that was my first time ever experiencing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So racism is there.
It's always.
But there's due process. And I'm saying all that to say we got the civil unrest is what they call now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, went from Black Lives Matter to civil unrest. You know, we always change as the time goes. But when you're working for the city of Atlanta, let's bring it in, wheel it in and home. When you're working for the city of Atlanta, there are policies, procedures that's legislated on how we discipline. Unfortunately, there's due process that all sworn personnel have.
That's right.
And you have to go by the due process. And I think when they went, it's not about somebody's political whatever it is. It's about facts, like when you go to the courtroom.
Exactly.
And so the bottom line was this officer was returned to duty because of the due process did not happen. And that's all that was about. And I feel for her because, you know, like she said, she's a mother. And I have a son and two sons, older son and younger son. And so, and even girls, they don't care anymore. I mean, you know, if it's racism, it's racism, no matter what your gender is.
That's correct.
And so, you know, even me, I worry, you know, sometimes when I go, you know what I say, though? When I see a police car, you can tell when they're behind you now.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
they
the Cab County.
They get ready to come pull you over.
Especially the Cab County. You can tell when they're reading your tags because they come up behind you and they
slow down,
they slow down and back up a little bit, wait to get that report. Ain't that right, Edna?
Yes.
Wait for that. I'm calling that G419. You give me status on tag. And so they draw back a little bit and wait till that report come in. And next thing you know, but I don't ride dirty. So when I see him
ride dirty,
when I see him in the rearview mirror, I said, I just be riding like this. See, I have my hand. I just be chilling. Put my arm on the window sill, chilling. And I'm like, because I ain't riding dirty. But still, you know, you don't never know what's going on.
No,
so
you don't. No, you
anyway,
don't.
Allegedly, I'm feeling that we're speaking of mayors, elections coming up. And I got a text from an anonymous person with a picture of Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I like the picture. Now, the picture was kind of sharp. He looked very like he was sitting up there with his arms crossed. Ain't that the picture I saw?
Yeah.
I didn't pay no attention to the hair now.
Oh, let me show it to you.
Well, the hair, yeah, show me the picture of the hair. We're not going to sit up here and be like Wendy Williams.
I don't know.
But show me
I
a picture
like,
of the hair. Let me see this picture.
it was,
I got to show you. Can you see out there, podcast?
He's a handsome man.
Yes.
Though. You know, he's
Antonio Brown. He sent this out, and I got the text at Friday, May 14, noon, on the steps of City Hall. He's making an announcement. What other announcement could that be?
I don't know. I would assume that we just got a child. That's an Amber Alert.
Oh. Is that in DeKalb County?
It didn't say. It's in Savannah, leaving Savannah. Yours is going off now, too.
With a black female driving a four-door sedan, Nissan Altima, Kia Optima, 26-week-old twin black males. Okay. Oh, Lord, I hope that's the mother and she's just trying to get her children. Ain't nobody trying to take care of them, hurt, do them harm.
You never know. You just never know.
Well, we got some. Listen, Benjamin, do you think the civil unrest will be mistaken as domestic terrorism, sort of like active shooter? Interesting, Ben. Or do you think the federal, state, and local governments will treat it as a separate issue needing a unique solution?
Probably treat it as a Treat it as a separate issue needing a solution. Maybe with a mixture, though, because it would be a form of terrorism after so much of it, right? Or if it's a
White House when they went up there and acted a fool? Did they?
They didn't
really. Come on,
so
now.
Probably not.
You know, we will hope so. I mean, an act of terror. I mean, even right now when you go up there in right here in the city of Atlanta or Decatur or wherever you live in Georgia, you say, girl, I'm going to beat you up. They say, that's an act of terrorism. Just because I said I'm going to come over there and beat you up.
That's it.
But you can go to the White House and jump out there and killing up folks and all of that and nothing happens.
Isn't that crazy? But we're not political. So we didn't do
that.
What's your movie of the week?
Oh, we got to get back to that. Sorry, y'all. Considering that public offices are slowly reopening. Okay.
Yeah, they are.
Thanks for that. So we did the inspiration. We have not done the inspiration. So this is getting ready. What I'm getting ready to say is the song of the week.
So the inspiration is some of us always focus on falling. But instead of focus on falling, what if we focus and say, what if I fly? What if I decide to do something outside of the norm, and instead of falling, what if this time something goes right and I fly?
She says,
now, go ahead with yourself.
She says, what if she could fly?
What if she? Now, hold on. Go ahead, because she's going to say something crazy. Go ahead. What?
That brings me to the song of the week. I believe I can fly. Who's that song by? R. Kelly? Oh. Sorry.
You are so silly.
Don't y'all hate the idea.
I still love R. Kelly. I still listen
to him. Don't say that word. I love R. Kelly. Just say I like his music.
I love Mr. Markell.
She might have been on that program. Y'all just don't know.
I feel like his music. I do. I love his
but
music.
But that song fits for what but you're saying on your inspiration.
It does. And you know, really.
That was a good song.
It was a very good song. And I remember when he sang another song, he seemed like he was just trapped in himself. You know, R. Kelly, and I ain't trying to get out the subject, but when you listen to one of his songs, and then he had a meeting with Farrakhan once, and he's saying he believed he could fly, and they were sitting in there. He just seemed like he was just, you know, just lost.
Do you really think that when people do stuff or get wronged or, you know, do something wrong that we as a as a people, country should strip them of everything of their life that they did?
It's just because that they're in the limelight. Normal people like us, what they gonna do? Nothing. But if we were in the limelight, like stars and you got all these billions and billions of dollars.
But I think
it's
double standard.
It is, but that's just what they do.
Because all the people that turned on him did music with him.
They did.
And came about,
and then they was
made
like,
money.
They did. And he's a great, he is artistic. The man is a genius.
I don't think they should, you know, you should be tried and judged due process.
Due process.
But until that due process is found, you shouldn't. We, and I say we as whoever, Hollywood and all of them folks can look at how many, we ain't going there, but allegedly look how many stuff that they've done and they didn't strip the movies out and all of that. But even with Bill Cosby,
stuff like that,
I love me some the Bill Cosby show. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Because to me, those are two separate things.
It is.
What he did, his creation, and what his personal life is.
That's two different things. He's human. They fail men like women.
Well, what was that mayor that ran and got caught smoking crack and then he got reelected?
He got reelected?
Yeah. Who was that? Anybody out there know who I'm talking about? Send me that name. I can't remember the name.
He got
called, in a hotel room, opened the door, and they called him, and he had a pipe.
Oh, in Florida.
I don't remember.
Was it in Florida?
I don't remember. I just been a while back. But they reelected him.
Was it the black guy in Florida?
It might have been. If anybody, you see, Marion Barry. Thank you, Mr. Martin. Marion Barry. Marion Barry, they reelected him.
Yeah,
and
I
they called him dead with the pipe in his mouth.
And then what about this guy in Clayton County, the chief?
Victor Hill?
They trying to get him again.
He's been in and out of doing stuff about four, five times.
But you don't hear a lot of stuff in Clayton County in trouble, right?
You sure don't.
Crime, all of that. So he's doing stuff.
Because I don't even like riding through Clayton County.
The police be on you.
They be looking at you. Come by,
you.
Pull up beside you and look at you. With the eyes like this. What you doing over there?
You.
What you do? Who is that over there?
They be on you.
They be on you. But it might take. That's what it takes.
It is.
You don't hear all of that complaining over there either.
No, you do not.
But unfortunately, you got somebody leading them that, you know, he could be arrogant.
But his personal life and his work life is two totally different things. So
just bring it back. By saying that, let's bring it back to the mayor election right quick.
Okay.
We didn't finish saying who was running.
Okay, so we already know that City Council President Felicia Moore is running.
Yes.
We know that Sharon Gay. She's an attorney. I'm not sure.
Is it Gray or Gay?
It's Gay.
Okay.
G-A-Y, Gay. we're not sure about Kasim Reed, nor
what do you mean you're not sure about
Kasim Reed? We're not sure about him, but on the news, I saw on the news when they put it up. They had both of their pictures.
Now, everybody that has worked under Kasim Reed, administration, know how Kasim is.
We do, but we don't know for sure.
With all disrespect, he does not do anything without a motive.
We know that. And he's been
positive or negative, whatever it is. He does things strategically. Smart man.
He's like, Marion Barry, D.C. twice. He got reelected twice.
Yeah, Marion Barry.
Yeah.
So here's my thought.
What's your thought? My
thought. Let me put it in the universe.
Do we want to put it in the universe?
No, because I already feel who I feel compassionate about.
Okay, me too.
But we don't know who else is going to be running yet.
We do not.
Right now, from what we hear, this is allegedly how I'm feeling. Mr. Brown is going to announce that he's running for mayor. This is what I think. Because what other announcement that make a big thing about? So he's going to run for mayor, and he can do that.
Yeah.
And either Mr. Reed, our past mayor, Mr. Reed, is going to either put his head in the race just to stir up some stink. Because he loved that. I said it. He loved to stir up some stink.
I heard that it was one more person that possibly, and I heard this in the beginning of the race, too, that was going to run.
Who was this?
I have no idea. Mr. Dickens. I heard that twice. He possibly. But if all these people that's from council run, who's going to take those seats? Well, I mean, only one going
to
go.
We already been reached out to several people that wants us to possibly get
and
on the bandwagon
to take over those seats.
But
I don't know.
But you need to save me from what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Oh, my God.
So if Antonio Brown's councilman, let me give him his handle.
Mm-hmm.
Councilman Antonio Brown runs for, now that he's running for mayor,
mm-hmm.
I passed Mayor Kasim Reed, honorable, as we have to say that right, Honorable Kasim Reed. He's either going to throw his hat in to run again because he can,
mm-hmm.
or he may endorse Antonio Brown.
Because I think that's what he would do.
Either way. It's going to be a very interesting situation.
Very interesting.
But I know a lot of people are very supportive right now from what I'm hearing, allegedly, of Felicia.
Well, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. I don't know much about Mr. Brown and City Councilman Brown, but.
He hasn't reached out to Pace to have a meeting yet.
No, remember we had that one time.
We asked to have a bad one, but that fell through. He never followed up. So I have, We're going to be quiet with that one.
Let's move right along,
because this is not a political podcast.
No, it's not at all.
I got to say what I have to say, because that's who I am. I get the elephant out the room because I got the third eye.
So let me tell y'all this.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I wish I could show it to you. This weekend, Genesis, what you doing? I need you to do something funny. That's how she talks with a little rasp in the voice. I need you to do something. I said, well, what? Got a birthday party I got to go to. We get to this birthday party.
Oh, my goodness.
She always says she's an entertainer. She sings or whatever, you know. And I heard her sing once at the, when we went to Florida with Mason, with SEIU, all of the union.
Yes.
Thing we went down in Florida a couple of years back. So I heard her sing, but it was just a national anthem. It wasn't really a sing. She get out there. What song did you lead?
Mustang Sally.
Gina, y'all know how she is. It's scary of COVID. So she, so she say. She got out there with that Mustang Sally song. It was the audience. They was all doing their own thing. Gina is Gina. Bossy. Come on, y'all. Get out here. Don't let me walk down to y'all. And I was like, oh, my God. She got up to one of the men this close. Singing Mustang Sally. And what she say, what she do? And he go, and she was all in it. She was all in it. She was a whole nother person when she did the whole thing. I was like, look at Jen up there dancing. Then she did a little twerking for a little bit.
I don't know
she
how to twerk.
Twerked just a little bit. Oh, you were twerking.
Was I twerking?
You were twerking.
Oh, my goodness. You filmed it. I got to see this.
Yeah, you have
and you
to.
Better not put it out there. The airway.
I almost did it live. She
but what happened to me after all that was over with? I came out of my element. And
you
said that.
All out of your element.
When
yes,
I
you said.
Did.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm singing with a mic. I didn't even wipe that mic off. And then did you see me get closer? I said, I'll see you, Gina.
I freaked out the whole weekend. Because I can't believe, see, that was my alter ego, you know? When I get out there, when I go into a performance,
mm-hmm.
I just, it's a whole nother world. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't being smart. And I was mad at myself for that. But
you had a good time.
You know,
it was
for,
nice.
For
it
a change.
Was, it
yeah.
was a good time. It was nice. It was
I'm glad that you came. It was a very nice
environment.
And it wasn't a lot of people. It was outside.
It was.
And at first you kept saying, Gina, but go ahead, wear your mask, do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and we were safe up there on the stage.
It was nice. It was
with
nice.
The musicians. But mm-hmm. I just, next time I will be more cautious that I will not.
I don't think you could be once you get in that element. Once you get in that element, you lose all of that.
Well, I wiped down the mic at first with the hand sanitizer. We cleaned off everything.
Good.
But I just, you know, I was mad at myself because I didn't, but that's how I do when I used to perform. So that's what I missed.
She was in her natural element. How was your Mother's Day?
Yeah, it was all right. I didn't do what I really wanted to do. I had my grandkids, which was a joy, and we went out to the park, Sweetwater Park.
Oh,
let me tell you that. No, there's another Sweetwater Park in Lawrenceville, Georgia, without water. I ever heard of that.
Did you know that that wasn't?
I wanted to go to Sweetwater, where the lake is, but they didn't really have. Have anything for the children to play on.
Okay, that's right.
So we wind up over there. We had lunch outside under the pavilion, and so it was pretty decent, but it wasn't what I wanted to do.
Okay.
But other than that, that was my mother's day gift to my daughter. Taking her kids to the park.
Oh, that was nice.
And then I just chill.
That was nice.
So I hope all of you all out there who are mothers and father mothers have had a wonderful Mother's Day. And, you know.
How can a father be a mother?
Because they're taking care of their children.
So they are fathers?
Single parents. I call them father mothers. Is that not a good? If you're
Can mother fathers too?
Yeah. On Father's Day and mothers are single parents, I call them mother fathers.
Mother fathers.
Got to be careful how you say that.
Because that don't sound right. Mother, father.
Well, we're just telling them Happy Father's Day as being
mothers. Okay.
Because they're fathers and mothers.
They're both. They have to play both roles.
Yeah, both roles.
Okay, so we won't get into that subject.
Okay, well, whatever. But anyway, so we talked about the Mario's race.
They do. They have to, but... Like I said, I don't want to really get into it.
You are trying to get me to say that word.
No, they're playing both roles, and that's true.
Single parents must feel both gender. Absolutely.
You do have, and I was a single parent, but you do have that those parents that are part of their lives. They might not stay with them Monday through Friday, but they go over there on the weekend. And a lot of people, you know, I don't want to get into it because it's going to be a problem.
For mothers that have birthed children, adopted children, or inherited children, godmamas.
We want to bring in, I'm not going to mention her name, but I do want to say a prayer for, or you guys remember one of our dispatchers. She's had a baby earlier than it should have been born. So we just want to lift her up in prayer. Like I said, I don't want to say her name or anything, but... just know that we have a becoming a mother that's in need. So the baby is well right now, but she's tiny. She's very tiny. So,
and I commend all of these mothers that's having babies during this pandemic.
Yes.
It's got to be a scary thing.
You know it is.
So we both genders, happy Mother's Day. Happy Father's Day, whatever your role is of taking care of these children, even grandparents, because we never get Grandparents Day. Nobody pays us no mind.
Sure don't. They do have Grandparents Day, but no, they don't.
They don't pay us no mind.
Not really. Okay.
So, but anyway, I hope you all had an enjoyable day and it was good with whatever you did.
Mm-hmm. I got my garden put together.
So you told me, Yvonne, I want to grow some little things. I want to watch them like cucumbers
and that's a good
stuff.
Thing to do. It's calming, too. It's real calming.
It's calming.
Calming.
Out there with the gnats and your chickens and all of that.
Yep. It is.
Oh, okay. Well, I just stick with the Calm app and just on the luxurious seat or my bed with the Calm app location
on
my phone.
And take care of a plant. When you take care of something else.
Oh, everything dies when I plant it. So.
Mm.
So anyway, right now the mayoral race. Keisha Bottom, Lance Bottoms, who is our present mayor, to just cap it off, is not going to participate in running again.
No.
And we got so far Felicia Moore, Council President Felicia Moore, Attorney Stacy. I got Sharon Gray.
Gay.
Okay.
Gay.
Cassine Reed with a question mark.
Yes.
And Antonia Brown with a question mark. And Andre Dickens with a question mark.
With a question mark. Okay. It's a possibility. So we haven't done anything yet, but they're going to have to hurry up.
We're going to be looking close to that to see what's going on about that.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting race whichever way.
It is going to be very interesting. So let's get into
what's really happening in the city of Atlanta.
What?
In the workforce.
Okay. So We're going to jump on professionalism because that's what we said we were going to do for the next couple of 4 minutes for professionalism. So after we did our show last week, I got a text.
Okay.
A phone call. The young lady called. And she felt a certain type of way in her enroll call. She said one of the supervisors, one of the supervisors said to her,
mm-hmm.
no. So roll call is where all the employees are getting their information before their shift starts. So one of the supervisors was talking, they were talking about, first they were talking about the award ceremony that we did. And then they were talking about, because they were just not happy with that. A lot of them wasn't happy, but, you know, again, you can't please everybody. So then they discussed, and I probably won't be doing it next year, but again, they were discussing that and they were discussing the new sick leave policy and why everybody's being punished because of one or two people that abuse coming to work or don't come to work.
Okay.
So this particular supervisor says, well, she says, well, you know, some of y'all coworkers, some of them are even in this room right now today. Ain't worth a damn.
Hold up.
She said that it's fine. Now, I can't take you with this hand. I can take you with this. Yeah.
You said what?
She said
in a meeting?
With the employees, we have our roll calls and we give them the
A supervisor.
Just say something like that.
Y'all ain't worth a damn.
Oh, my goodness.
And y'all, some of y'all in here right now, they here.
Oh, my
When the
goodness.
Young lady called me and told me, three people called. First, this one called, and then another one called. Then I put I was asking someone. They just was going, oh, why would she say that? And what can I do? Because one of them felt like she was talking to her because she's one of the ones that, you know.
You cannot.
Not come to work a lot.
You cannot do this.
Well, she said it and she did it.
So what's the repercussion?
I have no idea. I haven't been to work in a week. So I'll go back tomorrow.
That's because you broke your arm.
And then I go to an ortho. They're working on my, they said the one ortho that they gave me, the insurance don't take. Why you like that? The one ortho that they gave me the insurance didn't take, so they have to give me another ortho, and so I probably won't go back until next week. But I'm going to work.
I think your arm is broke.
It might be. It shouldn't still hurt like this. I have to hope.
You need to find another doctor.
Something. So I don't.
But anyway, back
to that. So yes, you can't.
So let me ask you out there, podcasters listening, chat in if you want. What do you think should have happened to the supervisor that made that statement? I just want to see. This is professional.
If it was because now, so let me tell you, because you know the SOP states that you're not about being professional or not cursing
mm-hmm.
and using all this type mm-hmm. of language with your people,
mm-hmm.
people to people. So they've been making us push that as supervisors, writing people up if they're cursing on the floor. You know, I mean, if you just sit there and you just yell out a curse word, out of frustration, that's one thing. But when you're cursing and it's affecting other people, that
you're cursing at somebody.
Yeah, you're cursing at
and
somebody.
And calling them names.
So then we're supposed to do is go through the progressive plans, the disciplinary action. Now, whether this happened to this particular person, I don't know.
That's like, how would you feel about that? Ebony, you ain't worth a damn.
Oh,
probably right.
I ain't.
So,
But I'm just saying.
But how would you think you would feel if your leader was
in front of all of these people? Whether you said to my name or not, I know you know who I am because I know if I don't show up to work. So I know that that's a punch directly to me.
Something needs
to be. So that's a form of bullying.
You know, what I'm thinking is going for, because we having a lot of people that's getting these promotions or hiring them in
mm-hmm.
as leaders, supervisors, managers, and
mm-hmm.
whether you think you've had some experience with this. I think in the city of Atlanta, there should be a mandatory leadership training for all people that get promoted or come in as leaders.
It should be.
From team leads to supervisors to managers and on up. Because the city is a unique place to work. And we do have codes and we do have legislation. There's no training on none of that.
It's not.
You come in, you get a hamburger. I don't even know if higher upshalon goes to new employee orientation. I don't think they do that.
If what?
you know, like deputy commissioners or
they
managers.
Give a training. I think it's a.
Do they go through actually go through employee orientation? Anybody out there know? Can you chat it in? Do they go to orientation and see?
What about
ICMA? And can you expound on what those acronyms mean?
ICMA? I've never heard of ICMA.
Me either. Yeah, and because I think that they all should go through a mandatory leadership training.
Now, for captains and all that, I do know that they do.
That's in your center, though.
Yeah, that's what.
That's
yeah.
More.
And then we're supposed to go to, like now, we do have a supervisor's training. I actually have one tomorrow for supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the ones that I do, I go out and find myself for
okay.
leadership.
Okay.
And then we do have one coming up that is the APLI, which is a leadership training.
Right.
So that's
right.
a different one. That's another
okay,
one.
We got Mr. Lesterton on fan. Hey, Jacob, we see you.
Hey.
Say that again. Supervisors need training. Yes. Let me get in here. The third eye looking at you. Supervisors need mandatory training.
Bad.
Mandatory. Okay.
Bad.
All when you're hiring them in
mm-hmm.
and when they're being promoted, it should be mandatory. They go away for
yeah.
a day somewhere, learn all the codes, learn all the legislation, whatever it is,
they
the steps of progressive steps of discipline. They need to have mandatory training. This shouldn't be no training on the job to be a leader.
No. No, it should be mandatory. Like you said, it should be a mandatory.
It's a six-part series.
Give him a second.
Okay.
He's going to find it for us to see.
But some type of mandatory. And I think it should be driven by HR.
It should be.
Not the department, but
HR. It should be. Like I said, I find most of my training outside the city. I mean, outside on my own time because I'm always wanting to learn. So you have a lot of other people that do that too. They just find it. Our training department should be over there. I found some free ones recently that we were supposed to do last year, but now they're up here. They're doing them this year free, and I guess it's because of COVID. So it should be in your training department. HR should be working together.
Okay, we have a blog, someone that chatted in. Leading and managing a community and staff can be an all-consuming challenge that leaves little time for local government supervisors to focus on their personal growth, not in the state of the art. Okay, not quite sure what you mean there, Mr. Ben. Can you expound on that some more? Okay, online, the effective supervisory practices webinar series makes it easy to bring practical supervisory training to your jurisdiction without the high cost of hiring consultants. Absolutely,
oh, okay.
Let's look into that.
Hey, yeah.
Because we
yeah.
go before, why you got bugs flying
it's
all around?
It's just a net. I cleaned out some plants, and I see them in my
bugs
pot.
Bugs flying all around.
It's a...
We have Miss Felicia Moore on the...
Oh.
Let's see. Greetings, Madam President of the City Council. How are you? We are live on our podcast at this moment. How are you doing? Well, they can't hear you, but I can hear you, but they know that I am talking with you. Okay. It is, and we are looking forward to chatting with you on what, you know, what we can do with the union with you and going forward to see for the greater city of Atlanta and what's going on and out there in the world, because that's our topic today, what's really going on in the city of Atlanta. And you would be a great person that we need to chat with so that we can have a time for you to come on our podcast live and talk to the people out here. Yes, ma'am. And I will give you a call once we have ended. And Ms. Moore is saying, Councilman President Moore is saying, everyone out there in Radio Land, be safe. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, that was an honor.
She said, wow.
That was an honor. That was Council President Felicia Moore. So we have a lot of people looking at and listening to our mm-hmm. podcast. So we have to make sure we're being politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
Ebony is always keeping me straight because I'm going
to
say
it's hard.
Else. But anyway, again, about Aviation and City of Atlanta HR Organization Development offers the course. Okay, so Ben, we will get with you. Thank you for that advice. And look, I'm about to look at,
stop it, Gina. But it was, I looked in that plant pot. I didn't know that. Come in. They want you. the soil,
they got to get away from me.
So,
but anyway, so we don't look into that because, listen, on May 27th, mm-hmm. you guys, at 12:30, Pace will be making presentations to the city council as we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's anything that you want us to talk about or want us to know about that we need to share that has not gotten straightened through your department, let us know. Email me or Ebony. Call me or Ebony. And so that we can put that in our presentation.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, we always do that. So our executive board will be in front of virtual, I think it's still going to be virtual,
mm-hmm.
in front of city council on May 27th at 12:30 p.m. So you guys tune in the best you can. And we're definitely going to be talking about some things before that meeting and definitely after that meeting.
Yeah.
And we're going to be inviting some different constituents that we can, if our technical person here.
Just say my name.
Can make it
happen.
Just
say me.
Your vice president,
just Evan, say me.
Who does the technical support, who does the secretarial stuff, does everything. And as soon as we can see how we can help get folks that you can visually see and come in,
yeah.
we'll start maybe having them come in and you guys can ask them questions and stuff. And I think that would be a lot of fun.
It would be.
It'd be different from
it
us. Just to give them an opportunity, a platform to say what they have to say.
Mm-hmm. It would be.
And so this is, you know, passing the word and we'll put it out there.
So let's go back to the professionalism.
Right up.
At the last, right or up. That's what you cannot curse.
And as a leader, I mean, now we're behind closed doors.
That's
let's
different.
Be real.
That's not the
it's
same.
It's just like,
yeah.
I know when to talk to my boss or my managers when we are one-on-one and we have that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that relationship that we can speak freely. And I might say a curse word. And to me, it's up to me if I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But it's still not right. But when you're in a not so professional atmosphere, it's
when
you
are amongst,
but when I'm in front of people with him, he
yeah.
gets the yes sir, the
exactly.
no sir. I call him by the respective names and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you got to be respectable. I'm not gonna cuss out there in public with in front of my manager or cuss at my subordinates
because they
in
can
front
feel
of people.
Bullied.
Yes.
So, and especially if in an environment like I know
yes.
within the communications environment, everybody
yes.
knows everybody's business almost. If they don't know it, they're going to know it.
Yes.
So they know who you're referring to, even when you say that. So you are singling this individual out, which is not right, and it makes them feel uncomfortable, and that can cause, that's a form of bullying.
Yes.
And I think that's another thing that a lot of people don't understand or know. What are forms of bullying? So they don't get,
and
or they don't know. They just
and
don't know.
Another thing, you got to watch your email tone because that could be
you
a form of
bullying. You have
to
watch it too. Yes, you do.
How you're talking because that person on the other end may be picking it up
mm-hmm.
in a different way. That's why when I have meetings, a lot of times I like to see your face, even on team meetings. I like
yes.
to see your face because with that little circle or your little
you
picture,
you can't really tell
you
how they see
you. Know.
You
and a lot of people
face.
Are, because we telework from home, they don't want to get up and get dressed, their hair all over their head. But you remember that beat that head up there? I forgot.
I don't know if you forgot or
that
what.
That was one of the progressive commercial moments. Oh, my goodness. I was sitting up in bed. You know, I had the bed that kind of the back end can lift up. And I was sitting in bed, you know, had the laptop up. And I was at this meeting. And all of a sudden, you know, because I'm a face-to-face and I got into it and I clicked that button on video because I'm getting ready to go in.
And I almost didn't have much on.
I did have a spaghetti strap shirt, but then I realized, oh, my God, I heard them clicked out. But, yeah. But, you know, but we should be mindful of that. And I like to look at people when we're talking
mm-hmm.
and digesting and collaborating so we can see each other's facial expression.
Because they're talking with their face.
Yeah,
and people are talking and they're receiving. You want to see, like you say, you just
I
want to
see the third. I
want to
see if they're bullseye.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the thing. She should not have. I don't, like I said, I don't know. I'll find out. I'll ask and see what happens. If they tell me, they tell me. If they don't, they don't. But because
stop.
I would be curious as to know what
stop
happened.
Stop the cursing.
Yeah, because if it was a regular
mm-hmm.
employee,
mm-hmm.
they would have made us do some type of, they would have been written up for it.
Right. Stop the cursing. Don't curse out people. Be professional in your work environment. Come to work. Follow the protocols. you get your due process mm-hmm. when you're in the union. And speaking of that, I did, we have people that's interested about PACE. And
okay.
so probably on our next podcast, we're going to be still talking about other issues. And we're going to be talking about PACE, what we stand for, what we do, what is it about? Because we have never really given you any history or what PACE is, how we derive, what we do, where we're going with, and what's our vision and mission
mm-hmm.
For the future
and
how we operate and who does what. Who's your executive board?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that, you need to know. If you're a member, and if you're not a member, you need to consider to become a member.
Yes.
And remember that you guys, every person that you bring in as a new member gets $50 per member. So, you know, one year I racked up, boy.
I did, Ebony.
You did. That check was
I'm still
nice.
Waiting on my check for this year, though.
Well, you know, pandemic, we'll get it to you.
I know.
That comes from the national office.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make a nice little part-time job if you go out there. It's hard right now because everybody's at home. But any suggestions, you guys, that how we can reach the people at home that are members, we would lovely appreciate it other than trying to mail on paper postage and stuff. And it's sad that the city does not have a way to reach them on their personal email.
At all?
I don't know. I need to reach out to HR to see. But, you know, they can't give you but so much information.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, maybe I can send them a list of our membership roster and just request personal information to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need because I want to send them about our podcast because a lot of people are not aware that does not be at the city and we don't have their personal email address because we always use the city's email address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's good. So we are really going to be watching this, man. I am so excited because I like the exciting stuff. I don't want to gossip, but I like exciting stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, DPW rolled out, I think it was yesterday,
mm-hmm.
We had about COVID-19, they had rapid testing now. And they have the regular testing, but also rapid testing that I think is a good thing. So, you know, to help minimize and know if you want to get tested
yeah.
or we can find out right away if you have been contracted with COVID or been around that, you know, you and then you go home and wait 3 days or wait till the time comes.
So you're not supposed to report to work? Or?
No. And that's where misconception is. No. If you've been around someone and you get HR to call you or tell you that they're letting you know what's happened, someone in your area, that you need to go and get tested. You need to stay home until you come back with a doctor's note saying you're able to come back to work. Or you have a COVID, your test came back negative. That is either you can get rapid testing or 2 to 3 days. And some different areas are not doing that. And why are you looking like that? You're mumming the word? Well, that's one of the issues I'm having with your Major B right now over there at 911
yeah.
because he is not following protocol at all. And I know what was just said in the meeting, and we will be discussing that with him.
Yeah.
He got that 20-page document of the new rules and regulations that we got to dissect. Did you go through and dissect it?
Not yet. I don't have a teacup, but imagine this is a teacup.
Oh, okay. Well, mom's the word. And vaccinations, be aware that once you are vaccinated, we commend all those who go out and get vaccinated. I appreciate
you. Was the city giving something for that?
Yeah.
They were.
Well, the vaccinations over at the Mercedes-Benz is still going on, and
uh-huh.
there's different sites, I think. But still be aware to mask up and social distance,
yeah.
even though you got your vaccination. Let's not get too comfortable because that's a way of trying to heed off you catching the COVID, minimizing those efforts. But we still want you to be safe because everybody is not vaccinated. And even if you're vaccinated, the person that's not,
Vaccinated.
I just try to stay masked up, and I'm glad you got vaccinated because we would be doing this podcast through the yard, way over here in the driveway, and you over here in the neighbor's house.
Yep, that's it.
But also teleworkers, out there, we are going to be mentioning something. We're trying to come up with some avenues or some incentives for people that have been teleworking, because we have been the long forgotten folks. And if you have any ideas or any suggestions that you would like us to consider to mention to council about how you can be incentivized for teleworking, because, you know, you actually took your home and changed your home to a business area.
From last night's meeting.
Yeah, from our meeting last night. We actually have turned our home into a business, so we really never off, because
you're never
off the clock.
And
really.
Your Comcast, your cable bill,
you're paying for that.
And they need you to use your city.
Because if I didn't have the cable, I couldn't work.
No.
So nobody is reimbursing you for that. So we're
so
down.
There is some things that's going down.
So we thought about that. You say, you know, you guys, you all are right that sent us in some, you know, what about us that telework? We got the folks that's at home that makes, they get their payroll check. No fault on anybody, because the pandemic caused
all it's no problem. Yeah.
However, we looked at the ones that physically, that's essential, that we definitely needed to come in. But teleworkers are essential too, because if they wasn't, they wouldn't be teleworkers.
So they should get some kind of
so they don't get any bonuses, and they never got any of the
and no time.
And any time that they have to be off, they're taking their own personal time.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked at that may be not quite fair.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at something to help incentivize the teleworkers. So if you all have any suggestions out there, feel free to drop it in the chat line now before we go off, or give us an email or a call. But we will be bringing this up.
You're at home, people get sick. So you still can use the comp time, whether it's COVID-related or not.
Right.
You should be able to have that and not use your own time.
Right. So, well, you know, and then here I had a little disparity with someone. I'm not going to call their name, who's the commissioner of a department. And I said, they told me, well, you know, we're having this opportunity, but the thing is,
you don't have to say the name, but by the way you sounded, I already know the name.
We have people that may not be teleworking all the time. So we will need to look at it, but it doesn't matter.
No,
it doesn't. The fact that they are, because if they wasn't able to telework, you got people that's not doing anything and getting a paycheck.
Exactly.
No refunds to them, but that's the way to say we had to do that.
And
then getting a check. So why are you worrying about whether a teleworker is actually on a laptop 8 hours a day? Come on, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we talk about, common sense. Come on. No disrespect to the person. If you listen to this podcast, we've already had this one-on-one disagreement, and I'm still going to bring this up. To tell about teleworking, giving them something.
Yeah, they need something.
And we go back
and
give them some cop hours.
They're using their home.
Or restore, if nothing else, if they took some time off, restore all of that back, give it back to them. You know, the sick leave, the sick time, or the vacation.
That should be okay.
So then, because nobody's
going to go. Because they probably not even using their time. What you get, 4 hours to take regular for your...
they're not doing anything.
They're
using the FFCRA or RCA. Comp time, which is given to people that got that, regardless whether you're vacation or not, you just use it. Okay, so we're about to wind down. We got 2 minutes left. Anything else you want to shout out to? Anything we'd like to thank you?
Thank you.
We would like to thank you all for joining in on our live chat. Mr. Martin, Jacob. We've been missing you, Jacob. I'm calling you out. We've been missing you. Our meeting, executive board meeting, is next week.
Right,
next Tuesday at 5:30. That is a mandatory meeting, you guys, for executive. Everyone will set it up on Teams. Spread the word to your executive board when you see them. Mr. Odell Sims, Terry Moon, Kenneth Butler, and Shawana Wilson, Benjamin. We all need you on there, because we got to discuss, to finalize our presentation before council on May 27th.
So whatever issues y'all have, make sure you bring them
to the
team's table.
Hopefully we would like to see your face this time.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Was that a shot at me? Because I didn't have anything to do with the last time. I'm sick of this.
Okay. Well, anyway. You know, I always got to do this. You know what that means. But anyway, so we're going to end the day. I hope you all go back and think about I Believe I Can Fly, the song of this. We do the movie. The movie of the week. I saw one called Second Act by Jennifer Lopez. It was kind of cute. So anyway, well, You guys have a good week. Please be safe. Go get your vaccination if you choose to go get your vaccination.
Go get your vaccination.
Go get your vaccination.
Go get your vaccination.
And every Tuesday from 1 to 2, I'm sick of Hudson. Every Tuesday from 1 to 2, we are here live podcast. Please chime in. Feel free. This is your platform.
Definitely yours, not ours.
Not ours. We are here to communicate with you, and we appreciate you coming in. And always subscribe. You know, I just learned about
subscribe.
If you're on a YouTube live studio, subscribe, and every time we come on, it alerts you.
Mm-hmm.
It alerted my phone. I was shocked. Oh, podcast, 3 minutes. So anyway, I am going to feast on whatever Miss Ebony has cooked for me today.
Curry shrimp.
Maybe she'll do a cookbook since she likes to write books. But you guys have a wonderful week.
Definitely. Please have
and
a wonderful week.
We'll be sending out another email to remind you of this podcast on Tuesday, Monday.
Whatever issues y'all have this week, email them to us so we can bring them up
and
discuss
talk
them.
About it.
Yeah, we just want to We're not talking about this supervisor. We just want to bring light to situations that can be fixed.
If you
behaviors
don't
that, that needs to be changed.
They will never change.
That's it. Exactly. If we never speak about it, nobody would ever know. No one would ever know that if I did something wrong, if you never told me, I would never know if I didn't think it was wrong. So that's all. We're just trying to change behaviors and make the South Atlanta back to some normalcy, some kind of professional environment. Right now, we're suffering. I know our department is suffering in professionalism really bad, and a lot of other departments are too. So that's all it is.
All right, you guys. We've enjoyed you. I've enjoyed you. I've enjoyed all of this. So you guys take care of yourself. Until next week, the third eye is watching you.
Have a good
and
week.
And we're out. Bye, you guys. Take care. Be safe. Ta-ta.
I gotta get a mouth.